Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick and we have a very special guest joining us this morning, an artist that I've been familiar with for a couple of albums and really celebrating the new album, Saratoga. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Dienfold. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I was first turned on to your music when I heard Little Black Flies. The song knocked me out, lyrically, musically, the whole thing. And I had to research, who's this Eddie Ninevolt, or Eddie 9V, as it was written in front of me. I had no idea what the name stood for, but I read a couple of things about you and your friends and your nicknames while riding in cars, and you are Eddie Ninevolt. Could be a gangster name.
It could be, man. Well, thanks for doing your research. Normally, everyone always asks how we got that name, but you just hit the nail on the head, Rick.
Well, I figured I'd try to save you a few words there, but can you please explain to us what your guitar influences are and what caused you to pick up the guitar?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I was a drummer at first, and I planned on being a drummer. Heck, most of these days, I kind of wish I just played drums, but... a guitar player fell through one day for a little tiny gig we were doing in middle school. And I played the guitar and I had learned every CCR song I could learn. So I guess John was my first influence. And from that day on, I played that night and the crowd went crazy. And I don't know, I just felt like I had this kind of power behind the microphone. You know, it's growing up as a kid where I didn't really have, you know, the attention of a room or whatever. I guess you could say I wanted attention as a kid. But when I got it a little bit later behind the microphone, it was just this crazy power I had. But, you know, as far as influences, you know, my influences range from Freddie King, Magic Sam, all the old blues guys, Hubert Sumlin, and honestly, my first guitar hero was probably Sean Costello, who, passed away about my age in 2008. But I was gonna say, just check out Sean Costello.
Sean Costello. He used to hang around Levon's barn with Amy Helm, amazed by his guitar prowess. Not too many folks mention Sean Costello as an influence, so thank you for doing so. He was quite a talent and very underrated.
For sure, man. And it's pretty awesome. My keyboard player now, Chad, who you'll get to meet at Daryl's house, he used to play with Sean. He's played many shows with Sean. So I get all those stories from my keyboard player. You know, I just ask him all the time what it was like, you know.
Now, you have a great talent for writing lyrics. Does that come naturally to you, or are these just stories that pop out of your head, or do you laboriously work on them?
Yes and no. You know, I was in an indie rock band for 4 or 5 years, and I really thought I had to write the best lyrics in the world. And I thought, you know, don't get me wrong, people like Dylan and Van Morrison, you know, there are true poets out there. But you know, I tried to focus on writing out the best songs in the world. And then kind of when I had this Eddie Ninevolt project, which was kind of an alter ego, I felt like I didn't really have that much pressure. So, you know, you take a song like Yellow Alligator or Little Black Flies, for that matter, I mean, it's, all the lyrics are basically pretty nonsense, but they kind of jumble together. I just like to make words that, you know, wouldn't really make sense on their own. But when you put it to some music, it for some reason, it's like, wow, that makes sense.
And you put a little current event in there, like in Yellow Alligator, grilling eagle with a farmhand.
Well, that's a good catch. That was just a joke to see if anyone would catch that. Basically, that's just, you know, when we wrote that song, we were down in the bayou in Louisiana, and we were at this party that these fans threw us, and they had something on the grill. They said it was a bird. So, you know, I made the joke saying, you know, this, you know, grilling eagle from an old farmhand, and who knows what it could have been. It could have been hawk. It could have been owl. I'm praying it was chicken.
Well, you're coming to Daryl's house in Pawling, New York, tonight, Wednesday, February 19th, and we're looking forward to the date. I actually can't wait to see the band, and it's a great room. The sight lines are great. There are screens all around, so even when you're on stage, you could check out what the drummer's doing behind you, and it's again, the sight lines, the sound, the food is great, and well, we can't wait to see the Eddie Nine Volt Band. And what do you got in store for the people?
Man, well, it's going to be an awesome show. If you like, you know, old school R&B, soul, and blues, I mean, we do that with a mix of Americana. And, you know, my keyboard player, Chad, we've been bringing out his mid-70s Fender Rhodes piano. I call that my workout because it's like 600 pounds. At least it feels like it is. But it sounds amazing. We sound old school, but we have a fresh new mix on it. And if you like the Alabama Shakes, Al Green, and blues, I think you'll enjoy the show, man.
Yeah, you got a really soulful singing voice. And who were like some of your singing influences?
Well, all my singing influences are usually women. You know, obviously Aretha, Etta James, Al Green's one of my favorite. I honestly, Solomon Burke is one of my favorite singers, my favorite soul singers of all time.
Me too. King Solomon Burke. Eddie, the latest album, Saratoga, is a great collection of songs. We've been playing the single for a couple of months. Saratoga, the album, dropped in November. It's a really solid collection, and congratulations. The album seems to grow with maturity and subject matter and execution from your previous album, Capricorn, which is a great album, but you seem to be knocking it out of the park with the new album. Saratoga, a really solid record. Eddie, keep up the great work, and we love hearing you, and we love playing you.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate you for having me, man. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, me too. And I look forward to seeing you Wednesday, February 19th at Daryl's House, darylshouseclub.com for further information and reservations. Eddie Ninevolt, what's the best way for us to keep in touch with you and keep tabs on you and see what's going on in your world?
Best way, honestly, is to go to eddienineVolt.com. You can see our tour dates there. Sign up for our newsletter so you never miss a show in your area. Facebook, Instagram, it's everywhere. Now all you got to do is type in my name in Google and you'll find something.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. And in the future, you have an open invitation to come and join us here in the studio. We'd love that.
I'd love to do that, man. That'd be awesome. Unfortunately, I'm all the way in Missouri right now. Not unfortunately, but I'm just far away right now, but I can't wait, man.
All right. Soon enough, we'll be in the same place at the same time, February 19th. Daryl's House Club in Pauling, New York. Eddie Ninevolt, have yourself a great day, and thanks for talking with us on the up-and-running morning show, 98.1 KZE.